Welcome to Sunset Conversations, a BullfrogEntertainment.com production. I am your host, Papa Mark Lichterman, along with my partner, production coordinator, Mark Florkowski. On the 15th and 30th of each month, we will present you with an interesting and entertaining topic. One exception, that pesky February will be the 28th. Our podcast is a mixed bag of our daily life experiences as they relate to us and all of you. We look at personal observations. These may include such topics as fruits, coffee, teenage relationships with grandparents, traffic, vacations, daily frustrations, and joys. Our goal is to show the audience how ridiculous, silly, and of course joyful our lives can be. Each episode will end with a big smile, like when eating ice cream. Please enjoy our Sunset Conversations as we take you through the journey of life. Send your questions, comments, and suggestions to info@bullfrogentertainment.com. Pay attention. Keep an eagle's eye on the starboard side of the vessel.
What's wrong?
Well, yeah, what's wrong with you? Are you three sheets to the wind?
Uh-oh, you noticed.
Idioms. Oh, the idioms. They can transform a conversation into a word work of art. They can also cause some to wonder, just what are you talking about?
Yeah, that crossed my mind.
Have you gone mad? As a mad hatter?
Uh-oh.
Idiom. Many idioms have roots back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah, like mad hatter.
Yeah. And, for example, it's raining cats and dogs.
That's an idiom.
That's an idiom. And, well, actually, the basis of that one, I can tell you right now, they believe it rained really hard. And back in the ancient times, Middle Ages, there were lots of wild dogs and cats.
Oh, okay.
And they all drowned.
Oh, so, how about that?
When the folks came back out onto the streets, there were a lot of dead cats and dogs.
I never would have thought of that.
Anyhow, we will also explore some modern-day idioms.
All right, I'm ready. Tell me.
Like, what if one day the podcast is said to be going viral? Our podcast.
I've heard that one before.
Are we going to go viral? Maybe we can use that idiom one day.
Oh, boy.
Hey, other countries also contribute to the collection of idioms.
Mm-hmm.
Australians?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might say no worries.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an idiom. In Sweden, some might say that new person at work slid in on a shrimp sandwich.
Wow.
Let's see if we can explain that one later on as we go along.
Yep, I get you.
So, you know, if you have not guessed, today's podcast is all about the wonderful world of idioms. Jump in the water. It's just fine. Language. Some have been known to speak with a forked tongue.
Okay, Tonto, take it easy.
Now, there's an idiom. Hey, are you someone who lives in, the world of where everything you hear, everything you do, you take everything literally?
Oh, I don't take things literally. I just take things personally.
Well, if you are, all I can tell you is this. Fasten your seatbelts as we chew the fat.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
We're going to give you some idioms from the present day, some from the past, some from other countries. We'll try to explain what some of them mean in case you don't know, and maybe some of the origins. So,
well, as you've been writing this podcast, I've been looking some of this stuff up, and this is just beyond belief. This is such a broad subject. So,
very broad, yeah.
So it's going to be fun to hear what are some of our modern and trending idioms. So take it away.
Here we go. Well, hey, first one, you got to be careful. You got to watch out for brain rot. Yes. The getting dumber from endless scrolling on social media.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, I could agree with that.
So they say.
I think I've heard around the workplace doom scrolling.
Right. I mean, yeah. Hey, here's another one that's, we hope this could only happen to us. Break the internet.
Yeah, well, I can imagine we might break the internet, but it'd probably be for the wrong reason.
massive attention online can break the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Or this one I've never heard before. This is a new one. Throw shade.
Oh, I hear this all the
throw
time.
Throw shade. That's to insult or to criticize somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Subtly. Mm-hmm. You're not really calling them a jerk. You're just quietly, easily calling them a...
Yeah, it's kind of like passive-aggressive.
And, you know, then we have the letters that mean all the words. FOMO.
Yep.
Fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah. Anxiety to the nth degree.
Yeah.
We all have a fear of missing out on something.
FOMO is one of today's idioms.
Yep.
And, well, there are a couple of more that... You know, we did a podcast on trends in that.
That's one of your favorite subjects.
A couple of idioms that are trending again, and were actually around during, I think, both of our teenage years to live again. For example, I do remember people would say, you know, what's the vibe, man? Or remember the song Good Vibrations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's an old song.
So today they have Vibe Check, which, of course, you're checking on how everyone is. Good. Hey, I'm doing a vibe check. And, of course, as the great Muhammad Ali used to say, I'm the greatest of all time. Well, GOAT.
Yeah.
GOAT is here now. Again, they're talking about the GOAT in basketball, the GOAT in baseball, the GOAT, the GOAT, the GOAT. And there's Muhammad Ali saying, yo, I'm the GOAT.
Besides the prettiest.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfect. There's a couple of other funny English idioms. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Whew, we know about that one, don't we?
I think I heard that all through school years. Wow.
Or it's an old one that everyone should know. Yeah, when pigs fly.
Yeah. You know what? I've even seen people with flying pigs stickers on their laptop.
Yes. They take the idioms
Tops,
and
turn them into stickers.
Oh, that's a long-lasting idiom. That's one that's not going to go away. Or, hey, sometimes you have to tell people to do this in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
Put a sock in it.
Well, it's a lot friendlier than telling somebody to shut their pie hole.
I think that reverts back to throw shade. Another way of throwing shade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Van Gogh, I guess if I remember right, he cut his ear off or something.
Oh.
And so, of course, there has to be an idiom that regards back to him about being tone deaf.
Yeah, it's a real dig, I'll tell you.
He can't recognize a tune.
Mm-hmm.
Or here's one from college days. Hey, don't drink like a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that over-drinking.
Yeah, you know, have you ever? I've never seen a drunk fish.
That's what's so weird.
Most fish I know are sober.
And then, as we mentioned earlier, the chew the fat. You're just having a long and leisure type chat. Chew the fat. Or here's one that's been used a lot. It's all Greek to me.
Well, that's got to be because of.
And finally, here's one. Busy as a one. This one I never heard before. This is cute. Busy as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Well, right. The one-armed paper hanger.
That's kind of. One of my jobs, one of the guys I worked with was selling a van. And the guy asked him, how's the van run? And before the guy even got in it to drive it, my buddy looks at him. He says, well, that van runs like a broke dick dog. So I guess that was an idiom back then, too.
Wow. Okay, I think you've tackled English. You got some idioms from other countries?
Yeah, actually, I got a few. You know, the Philippines. People say, baptize it already.
Oh, boy.
That's her way of saying, get it over with. Be done with it. Baptize it already. Ah, the Polish have flies upon one nose?
I don't know about flies up the nose, but boy, that would be something to irritate you. Wouldn't it?
That's what it's for. Yeah, it's to be irritable is to have flies up one's nose.
Yep.
And of course, they say this in their language, but Norwegian, speak directly from the liver.
Wow.
That's kind of weird, but speak bluntly with no sugar coating. That's what that means. Iceland, lay your head in water. Sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And finally, in Italy, every death of a pope, which is what we always would say in our way, once in a blue moon.
I'll tell you, some of these things just don't translate that well, but it's nice to see that everybody's got idioms.
I'll tell you, it's because that, the meanings of idioms, they're not literal.
Right.
Idioms, they're often drawn on shared experiences, references to family or familiar things, mm-hmm. members of a particular society. And so we have idioms that reflect cultural values. And we have some examples of those.
Yeah.
The idioms frequently emerge from historical events, traditions. They're widely understood metaphors in a given culture. For example, spill the beans.
I always wanted to know.
That I had no idea, where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it comes from Greek with their voting practices.
Yeah. I actually know something about
that's
that.
That's pretty crazy.
They used to have white and black beans.
Uh-huh. And if you spilled them.
Yeah. You'd have to recount them.
I guess. So it's secrecy and discretion. And that way you didn't know who was elected until you counted the beans. So don't spill the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. English, break a leg. Well, used in theater to wish good luck based on the superstition that saying good luck would directly cause bad luck.
Don't we still do that? You don't want to jinx it.
Right. You don't want to jinx it. It's highlighting core values and norms. Part of what idioms do. Idioms signal what a culture values or finds important and what they reference, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like,
that makes sense.
The early bird catches the worm. It's values diligency and proactivity, proactive,
mm-hmm.
being proactive. Another one of those difficult words for me. Save face.
Yep.
That's an East African, Asia, or East Asian culture actually came up with that. It emphasizes, maintaining social harmony and avoiding embarrassment in public.
Yeah,
keep face.
And that is just not Asian anymore. I mean,
we all use it. That's one that's
absolutely
gone everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Many idioms grew from, daily activities, foods, local customs, making them relatable to the whole culture. Like,
mm-hmm.
for example, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, everybody should do that.
Isn't that, that's based on historical or culinary references signaling caution, of course, and skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting how that developed. Barking up the wrong tree. From hunting, illustrating the importance of accuracy and effort.
Well, it would be very upsetting to have the dog barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, if you're chasing,
waste of time.
If you're hunting raccoon and the dog's barking up the tree over here and the raccoon's on the tree down half a block away, that's not going to do you any good. So,
nope.
Challenging or reinforcing social norms. That's another thing idioms can do.
Mm-hmm.
They can reinforce, they can challenge, they can be comical, like keeping up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
There's an idiom. Of course, we know what that means. Go against the grain. Yeah, there's a lot of people that go against the grain many times, highlighting the values of conforming versus individuality.
I couldn't be accused of doing that. No, not me.
Fostering group identities. Idioms often require shared cultural understanding. So they use signals. Gives you the feeling of belonging, builds rapport, and it can create social distance for outsiders.
Right. I totally get that. It's definitely that small circle effect.
Right. It really is.
You're in the know. If you know.
That's right.
Is that an idiom? I'm not sure.
People don't understand. It's really, I guess, you know, kind of in summary, idioms are more like, you know, it's colorful language, you might say. They encode local history and customs. They reflect what is valued or frowned upon in society many times. They illustrate everyday life and shared rituals.
And help build or challenge the identity of norms of a cultural community.
Yeah.
Understanding idioms thus gives us a lot of a deep insight into a society's heart and its mindset.
That it does. Absolutely.
Well, Mark, all good things must come to an end.
And I think that's an idiom, in fact.
Uh-oh.
But before we shut the door.
Another idiom?
It could be another idiom, yeah. On this episode, let's return to the sailboat, where we began in the introduction.
I'm feeling a little upset on my stomach.
Yes, the warning about the starboard side and being three sheets to the wind.
Uh-oh.
Well, let me
get my notebook out. I think I'm going to take
yeah,
notes.
Get ready. Take notes. The word starboard refers to the right side of a vessel, in case you didn't know that, when facing forward. Okay, towards the bow. These are important when you're out there sailing. The term comes from the Old English starboard. Star meaning steer and board meaning side.
Hmm.
Ah, now it begins to make sense. In early boats, before center-mounted rudders were common, and I'm a stink potter, so I don't know a whole lot about sailing, but here we go. Ships were, you know, steered with a large oar on the right side. Since most sailors were right-handed. Well, this side became known as the steering side.
Okay.
Okay. Evolving into starboard over time.
Hmm.
Oh, there you go. And three sheets? Well, I learned a little bit more about this also when doing the research. Three sheets refers to the ropes used to hold the sail snug to the wind. So if the three sheets, or ropes, were to be loose, then the sail flops around badly, and the vessel steers very erratically, may even go in circles.
Well, you know, never understood why somebody would refer to someone else being three sheets to the wind, but this graphically illustrates that they're just flailing at whatever they're trying to accomplish.
That's the whole, yes, totally. Mm-hmm. And, well, finally, this was interesting. I'm all done. I'm writing this thing. There's my wife. And I say, you got anything to add? I'm doing the conclusion to one of my podcasts. And my wife, I have to give her a big shout out. She's an amazing wife.
She is.
Amazing woman. She was born and raised in the beautiful country of Belize.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a Belizean idiom to close the episode. A barking dog never bites.
Wow. Now, everybody, I want everybody to take note of that. That is profound.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Sunset Conversations today, where curiosity croaks loud. We hope today's episode sparked a smile on your face, once again, like eating ice cream, stirred some thoughts, or simply gave you something unexpected to, let's say, chew on. If you enjoyed this, share it with your friends who love a good mental detour from their standard day, let's say. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss a sunset with us. Want more of this? Hop over to bullfrogentertainment.com, where you'll see notes, links, other surprises, and if you're a longtime listener or if you're just tuning in, we hope to hear from you on our email. Info@bullfrogentertainment.com.